Well, we're talking about the symbols of Passover, and, you know, early on, what we learned about in Revelation, but it says that Jesus is the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world, so you know there's going to be bloodshed. You know there's blood is going to be a pretty prominent thing, and in the Passover Seder, there are four cups of juice or wine, and they obviously represent the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, but they also have, each one has its own distinct meaning. The first one is, be different or holy. I will free you. Is the second one. Redemption is one of them. And the fourth cup is the cup of praise, or the cup of joy. They all are very profound in how they're used. One of the things I love about it is you're reminded to not fill your cup all the way full, because you have to drink everything in the cup four separate times, because emptying the cup symbolizes that our joy is full. And this is what God is longing for you. Not that you'd have a miserable existence, but that you have a joy that is full in all situations. So one of the other things that's unique about Passover is that the wine or juice is mixed with water before you drink it. So John 19, but when they came to Jesus, found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. Now, in the Mishnah for the Jews, Passover wine was red and mixed with warm water. Why? It reminded them of the blood of the Passover lamb. Now, interesting thoughts from this Mishnah. On the eve of any Passover, it's not lawful for a person to eat anything from the time of the afternoon prayer until after dusk, nor shall a person have less than four cups of wine, even if they must be given them from the funds devoted to the charitable support of the very poor. They got the concept that the blood was the key. The earliest references to these mixtures is two parts water, one part wine. Later, it goes 3-1. Apparently, they were enjoying it too much. Early Christians mirrored that of Judaism. We have Justin Martyr's First Apology. The elements of the Lord's Supper are bread and wine mixed with water. So it's important that every little thing that you read in Scripture, it comes from somewhere. There's significance to it. That first cup, or the kadosh, the first cup means be different or holy. It's what the angels are saying right now in heaven. Holy, 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 or hagios, hagios, hagios in Greek. The cup corresponds to this verse. I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And the thing is, being different is the first step to being saved. You, if you're a young person, you probably don't like being different. Right. Sometimes it pushes all your buttons.
Right.
But everybody is a sinner, but God is holy, and we cannot be close to him with sin. The punishment for sin is death. Jesus died for us, or was punished for us, so we can be close to God. We have to choose one or the other.
Yep.
The first cup. Then God blessed the seventh day and called it holy. For God rested on that day, having completed the work of creation. Once again, the whole point is God does the work, we receive.
Boom.
Pray over that cup. So I'm just going to take one of the Psalms. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom of O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And that's just the first cup. But coming up, we're going to look at what I think is one of the most important revelations that goes with Passover. And what does it actually mean in eternity?